Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we come before you, we thanking you, Lord, for the thanksgiving in our hearts tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you for change right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Rabbo Shadana Mandi. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank each and everyone for being here tonight. Welcome, amen, to the Eagles of Flight Hour on Apostle Marcus Free. And we thank God for each and every one of you here tonight. And we, as we get ready to go forth to receive the word of the Lord tonight, what he has for us, we thank God for his presence being here with us, empowering us, encouraging us along the way. And we thank him for what he's doing, he's about to do. And we're looking forward to the hand of God being to move on our behalf tonight. Amen. So before we get into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you glory and honor. We thank you for this, the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your divine presence right now. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your hand being upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom and your understanding, Lord God, that shall go forth in Jesus' name. Lord, we pull the man on the anointing tonight, and we thank you for the revelation of your word to go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you for the understanding, Lord God, to you that you've given to us, your people. And we thank you, Lord, for all the mighty works that you're doing, even as we speak right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing, which destroys every yoke in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of the anointing, Lord God, to be released on this behalf, on our behalf in Jesus' name. Thank you for change. Thank you for a change happening and going forth now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness and the truth of your word going forth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As we surrender to you, Lord, you know exactly what we need in the time that we need the most. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand meeting us even in battle. No matter what we face with, Lord God, you cause us to triumph. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to press in, go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. We thank you that we should see your hand move on our behalf in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your presence, your anointing, your power. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory that we have in you, even according to our faith. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We continue to trust, stand, and believe, Lord God, as we continue to see that you are God and besides you there is no other. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Prepare our hearts and our minds to receive that what you have for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the faithfulness and truth of your word as it goes forth tonight. We thank you for the manifestation and the change in Jesus' name, that there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you cause us to triumph, cause us to stand, cause us to go forth, cause us to do, Lord, great and mighty things in your name. And we thank you for the results of your word. Thank you for the results of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the goodness and your truth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence and your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God. Jesus, increase. Let it decrease now. Jesus, increase. Let it decrease now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, increase. Let it decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We surrender all. Lord God, have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We just bless the Lord for his presence tonight. Amen. We want to just thank God for what he's doing, he's about to do. And we're coming in the spirit of expectation tonight. We're expecting God. We're expecting to receive something from the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just looking for God to show up and show out, and as He begin to move in an awesome mighty way, we expect and change to happen along with the movement from God. So we want to ask you to turn with us tonight in your word. Let's go forth to the word of God. Let's go to, amen, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 1. And verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among you, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to also to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman, laboreth, must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord giveth thee understanding in all thy ways." Amen. 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 I want to talk to you tonight, amen, the power to endure. The power to endure. Hallelujah. The power to endure. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you said a correction in my spirit. I said like this. The power to endure to become. The power to endure to become. Amen. The power to endure to become. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, have thy way. The name of Jesus, have thy way, Lord God. Well, we're talking about the power to endure to become. Let's go over to verse 1. "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Amen. We understand with, you know, grace to be what it is. And when we have grace to do a thing, grace has a very important part that it plays in our life, especially as a born-again believer, as a Christian, a disciple of the Lord, you know, a follower of Christ. You know, whichever way you want to look at it, grace plays a very big and very important part to in our walk. Grace means a way of moving that is smooth and attractive and that is not stiff or awkward. A controlled, polite, pleasant way of behaving. Skills that are needed for behaving in a polite way in social situations. Unmerited divine assistance given humans for their regeneration, sanctification, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine grace, approval, favor, special favor, privilege, disposition to act, instance of kindness, courtesy, clemency. Okay. Charming or attractive trait, characteristic. Okay. And amen. So those other ones were the first ones that got my attention more. The way of moving that is smooth and attractive, that is not stiff or awkward. With grace, let me just start with that first. When someone has the grace to do something, it's without effort. It's effortless. It's a flow. It's natural. It's almost like comes natural. And even though, but that's how it appears to you, but the person understands that it comes from the Lord. You know, when we hear some people pray or preach, and it may sound like, wow, they just flowing, they just got it all together. But then you talk to the person, they're like, oh my God, I was so nervous that I just wanted to make sure everything was going right. They'd be like, well, I didn't see that. Well, they're thinking, well, I couldn't do it without God, because they recognize that it was by the hand of God that they have the grace to do that. And we see grace a lot of times. We see people, we see like different people who were sporting, and different people who may do certain different events and different stuff. They have a grace, a special ability to do certain things. It makes it look so easy. But then if you're the one that the grace is on, it may look like that way to some people, but you know what it took for you to do a thing. Okay, so when we talk about the anointing to endure, we talk about the power to endure, to become, we see where grace kicks in, actually helps you to be able to go through the process to endure what you're going through, help you sustain, to be sustained, to last, to keep you until you become who God's called you to be. Each one of us have a becoming to become. Each one of us has to have a destination to reach. The grace that it takes for me, it may take something different for you to make it, according to what you're becoming in God, according to what He's making you to be. His grace in your life is going to be one of the key things that's going to help you to get through that. That's why you have to know what it is that He's called you to do. And not only that, stay in your lane. See, because if we don't stay in our lane, we try to become someone else, well, we don't have the grace to be someone else. We have the grace to be who God called us to be. This is where people begin to find their life getting very difficult, strange, crazy, outright crazy, outrageous. Because now you're trying to, you're asking God to help you to endure, or help you to give you the grace to become someone else, or to walk out someone else's mandate and not your own. Who God has called you to be is who God has called you to be. What the ingredients of your success is the ingredients for your success. Remember that greater word grace means, once again, a way of moving that is smooth. It doesn't look like your body's having connection trying to make it. See, when someone doesn't have the grace, it's going to be struggles. It's going to be unnecessary struggles. Let me say that. It's going to be unnecessary struggles, unnecessary strains. You just straight up, it's going to be an hour at war with yourself, because that was not what you were supposed to be doing. So it's like you working against the force of nature for yourself. And so you have to know that God has called you to be or go that certain way. He said, an attractive that is not stiff or awkward. So it's not stiff or trying to make you do something your body can't do. See, whatever you've been graced to do, you are able to do it because that's your grace. And it won't be awkward. It's like touching toes, breathing. Yes, it'll flow. You know, there may be some things you have to learn and get, but once you kind of learn some things, and so we have to understand there's certain things you have to learn. So once you learn some things, it'll be like breathing. It'll be like nothing to it. You have to master it. Amen. So there's some things in our life that we have to go through that's necessary. Amen. So as we understand the power to endure, amen, the power to endure, to become, we have to understand it's not going to be an easy thing. Sometimes we have to deal with even the mental aspect of it. So sometimes we have to get beyond what we think and trust God for what he knows. We can't look at from our limited mindset. But we have to know that God has your back. And when God has your back, He got you covered. Amen. Once again, so the power to endure, amen, to become, amen. So what are we becoming? Who are we becoming, or where are we becoming? Amen. We're becoming who God has called us to be. Okay, Let's go back to the scriptures. Amen. Amen. So as we're building on this here, we see, okay, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, we understand that our source, the source of our grace here shows that it's in Christ Jesus. This grace does not come by your good looks, your money, you know, as far as what you may say. No, it comes through Christ. We cannot become who God wants to be unless we go by his way. Amen. So he goes on, verse 2 says, in the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Look at that again. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others. So when we talk about this is why we have to have the right people in our lives to learn from. There's some people, guys, who God will put in our lives for us to learn and sit at their feet and even follow instruction, get instruction from, to study with them, to teach us, that person, whoever that person is, will also have the grace to teach us, to endure with us. When we talk about, you know, changes, sometimes in the process of learning, when I think about, not far from here, we call Paris Island, you know, a place where Marines are made. Amen. That's way to say it. They make Marines there. You know, where a Marine base over there. And the thing is, the state of the mind, physical being that these young men go over, young women go there when they first get there, they're not what the service looking for them to be. They are not trained. Dismissed. Many of them have attitude issues and so on and so forth. They have a long list of things that impress you that was wrong. But when they begin to submit themselves to the process of becoming a Marine, there's a lot of things that will change. They will get hit several different ways on so many different levels. There are certain things that has been, there are certain things in place in the training to teach or enforce certain things. For instance, I'm pretty sure that when you talk about things as far as respect, you know, that's one thing that will be in your face, and they're going to make sure you understand who's in charge. You can try to call for mama all you want, but mama can't help you. Because someone said, I'm your mama now. So so when you hear that, you know good and well, okay, we're not in Kansas anymore. You're in a whole new world. So now you need that grace from God, whatever it takes. And see, that's where, you know, some people are cut off for it and some people are not. And this is where you see some people who may have the grace to endure. Some people have gone through that and took it like, you know, nothing to it. Others have been terrified through their mind. They were straight going from hell and back. You know, it was something else. But that's what you have to know. You know, what you would call, there's some people who have a passion who want to be one because their uncles, dad, and some other people were one, and they want to keep the tradition alive and be the next one come up. And because that thing is in their blood, they already have a toughness inside of them, and they were ready for this moment. Some people, look, the only reason why they're there is because they ain't got no choice. You know, and so some people go in there, and some of those people who was determined to make it, once they got to reality, it shocked them. It was simply wanting to be something, and once you get in it, it's two totally different things. And so some people, when they get into a thing and they find out, oh, gosh, this is not, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Well, let's deal with Christianity for a second. Some people, when they come to Jesus and they got this nice, pretty picture, like Jesus, them and Jesus in the field picking lilies. This is going to be nice. It's going to be perfect. But, you know, it's going to be great. But the reality is, life just began. The war is on now. Because you left the former partner, the devil, and you come now to God and you give your life to the Lord, and now you start a new beginning. Well, guess what? That person you left, they're mad at you now.
Now they want you. See, and then not only that, so he's going to try to, he's now become your enemy. And everything while you were under his control, he learned, he taught you some things, and taught you a lot of things weren't good, and he also learned you pretty well. He knew what you could take, he knew what you couldn't take. Certain things like that. So he understands you pretty well for the length of time that you was under him. So now in Christ, this is why now you have to learn to surrender all. Not just parts of you, you've got to surrender all of you, because now you're under new management now. And so now you're under new management, and now the enemy's, he's now declared war with you. So since he's now declared war with you, he's looking to get it out you. And this is why we have to understand and have a mindset to, no matter what we have to endure, we're going to finish it until we become who God wants us to be. Because you are going to be challenged on every hand. There are going to be things said. There are going to be some things done that's going to make you feel like, you know what, I can't do this. I don't understand it. You know, you're going to listen. You have to press beyond what you see, press beyond what you hear, press beyond what people are saying, press beyond what the devil tried to do. Because you have to know that you've been graced by God to win. He has graced you to endure and win. And the thing is, whatever comes onto your plate, you have been graced to handle it. But sometimes the toughest part of it is getting to our own mind that we can do it. See, God knows how much you can bear. His hand is on the thermometer. He knows how much you can handle. But you got to trust him enough to say, you know, Lord, I'm going to submit to you. I'm going to trust you. Even though I'll go by the way it looks right now, I don't understand the things going on. It makes no sense to me and doesn't feel good. But, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Joel said it best. He said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And you hit, then that takes a confidence. It takes a confidence and a faith beyond what you can ever give. That's why we need the Lord to endure this hardness as a good soldier. Amen. As we go a little further, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go a little further and let's go a little deeper. Amen. As we see here, so amen. He says, verse again, okay, he says that verse two, things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. See, what Paul is saying, what I've endured, going through. Anyone need to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. What Paul has endured as an apostle, disciple of Christ, a servant of the Lord, he endured a lot. Many times he was stoned, left for dead. Shipwrecked, he's still living afterwards. So he had to endure some hardness, some hardship. He said, matter of fact, oh gosh, if we hold that verse, let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Let's go to verse 12. It says, well, let's go to verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. See, there's a difference between being comfortable and being content. Being comfortable is saying, look, I'm just good. I ain't moving nowhere. I'm just good. I'm just comfortable right here. But when we say content, you know how to manage that, you know, and you know it's a temporary thing. It's not a permanent state, but you understand for the time being, for where you are, okay, that's where you are. So, amen. So you understand until God, you're waiting on your next command from God or wherever it is that you have you do. You're patiently waiting. So he says, therefore be content. I know how to be abased. He know how to suffer when things are low. He know how to be abound. He know when things are high, and he know how to endure things when things are going good. He in everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. He knows how to suffer need, and you know, as far as how to endure our suffering need, and he knows how to have a full take and continue on, like, you know, and know how to ride this thing on out, how to do good. He knows how to do it, and he knows how not to let it go to his head and for him to just go crazy. You know, some people, when some good things happen, and they're on cloud nine, they just get crazy. Well, that wasn't Paul. Paul knows how to handle success. He knew how to handle when things are good. He also knew how to handle when things weren't that good. He also knew how to speak faith and be positive when things wasn't looking all his best. So, and he said both to be abound and to suffer need. So he knew how to be, you know, things to be going good and over. Then he also knew how to deal when things are, he needs something, you know. He knew how to endure. You didn't find him crying about every little thing. He knew how to deal with that situation 1-on-1. The whole world didn't go crying to everybody and this and that. So even knowing how to deal with challenges when they come, he knew how to deal with challenges. He understood challenges are going to come. As a born-again believer, you signed up for trouble when you said, Lord, have your way. Because you know what? Because the enemy you left, where when you left, has now become your enemy. It is on. It's war. It's on. And you have to understand. It's on. So he goes, verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is why you have to understand and know that you can do it. You can make it. You can overcome. You have to believe. Because a lot of times our situations may not look favorable. It may not even sound favorable. It may not feel favorable. But you have to know inside of you that God has favored you in this whole thing. You have to know that God has called you. He says, verse 33 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness. Endure. That means when you endure something, that means you know how to last through the hardness. Amen. So not only did you have the grace, but you also know how to endure. Amen. That word endure means... That word endure means to continue to exist in the same state or condition. That even though your situation may not have changed, or may have changed or may not have changed, you still remain and be consistent. You know how to endure. You know how to maintain and not lose it when the challenge got turned up seven times hotter, you were able to endure, stay in there in spite of all the challenges that was coming against you. See, and we have to understand as a Christian, born-again believer, we're going to have challenges that come our way. We're going to have things that's going to happen that may not seem favorable. We're going to have opposition that's going to come that's going to leave you scratching your head. Well, Lord, how am I going to come out of this? You know, but, you know, this is why we have to just keep steady, keep going faithful, keep going strong. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels, you have to know how to endure. Harness as a good soldier. Well, we like to use, instead of saying soldier, a good warrior, because soldiers can turn around and run on you, but real warriors fight to the end. When we're talking about a prayer warrior, a warrior of God, we're talking about people who will say, you know what, for God I live, for God I die, and they're going to stand it to the end. Amen. Now, we pray that when you say that, we pray that you mean that, because you know what, you will be tested. Oh, yeah. The enemy is going to test you to see how much you mean what you say. Oh, Lord, I'm sold out. Well, we're going to see how much you sold out. The enemy said, I'm going to try you. I'm going to test you. I'm going to make you call uncle. They will see he's going to try and bring it to you whichever way. And this is why you have to know where you stand in God. You have to be able to maintain yourself in God. You have to endure hardness as a good warrior of Jesus Christ. You have to endure the challenge when it comes. You can't be so quick that you want to give up. And once again, remember, grace is the way of moving that is smooth and attractive and that is not stiff or awkward. Amen. The way of moving. See, once again, the way of moving. You're not a pawn. You're not just sitting there. No, you are a grace is meaning in the way you move and moving forward and your progression in God as you're going forth in your stance of your growth in God as you're progressing forward. The way you progress forward, going in the presence of God, and the way he's keeping you, he's helping you to stay in the flow, he's calling you to be successful, he's calling you to do this thing in such a way that it looks effortlessly, but you understand in whom and where your strength comes from. This is where, as we understand what the grace is, and it's attractive, that is not stiff or awkward. It doesn't look like you're moving like a robot. No, it's a smooth flow that's happening because you understand your strength is in him and your trust is in him also. You know, as man, you just trust and know that the Lord is keeping you to endure. He's helping you to endure. He's helping you to be successful. As we see once again, to continue to exist in state or condition, to experience pain or suffering for a long time. Oh, Jesus. How many times we had to be in something we had to endure? See, just imagine working out. You know, you may start working out and you may begin to go through some pain while you're working out, but you know, man, this is only the beginning of my routine. I got to hold on to the end. There are times working out, you have to endure to all the way through the process and get to the end of it, because even though you may start feeling in the middle or the beginning of the process, well, you still got to finish it to the end in order to have a complete workout. So because you're doing what it takes in order for you to have a complete workout, yeah, man, you have to hold on and hold tight. Amen. So as you continue to walk this thing out, you find yourself flowing in the things of God. You find yourself flowing in the power and the presence of God. Glory to God. So you turn to oh, Jesus, got to learn how to endure. You know, because enduring, it takes a lot to endure some things sometimes. So even for a long period of time, you know, sometimes you got to laugh instead of crying. You know, sometimes you got to laugh. To not cry, I should say like that. Sometimes you have to laugh and not to cry. Amen. Because that thing comes along, it's like just when you get to a certain point, the enemy like to press so hard, and then sometimes he like to use the same old thing over and over. You just like some people to use their kids against them. Just when they get to a certain point, their kids start acting crazy. It's like, what the hell? Every time I get to this point, but you have to, then that's when you have to stop and realize, look at the pattern. Every time you get to this point, you see your kids, what are your kids always be acting up? Okay, well, then you have to kind of catch on to the fact, okay, if this is the case, now I'm going to have to be smarter than what the enemy is. So whenever I get to this point again, now I have to be on my P's and Q's. I know the pattern. So when that thing comes, shut it off ahead of time, do everything to cut it off or not even pay any attention. And after a while, you learn to master that thing. And as you master it, now God can move you forward, and you show the enemy, well, I just outsmarted you. Just when you thought you had me, I got you. Anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box for prayer or even a question. Amen. And also to deal with or accept something unpleasant. Amen. You know, there's certain things in our life that we cannot change, that we're going through, especially for a period of time. You may not, your car may have broke down, and right now you may have to walk to work. You may have to catch a ride to work. You may have to do some extra things that it may not, you know. And, you know, I found out, I've been there too. For about 9 months period of time, my vehicle wasn't working. I had to catch a ride to work, and it was tough. It was a process. I ended up had to get up early and go home late. It was tough sometimes, but the fact of the matter is I realized this, what matters the most was, help me, Lord, help me to endure this thing. Help me to make it through. There were times even my days were longer because I had to wait on other people to get a ride home. Lord, have mercy. Help me through. So it's not like I can't work early. I had to work, you know, get my work done at a good, decent time. So I was almost like there, a 4-day work. Now the waiting game, see who was going my way. It was tough, but nevertheless, I had to endure that. It was 9 months, the whole full term of a child getting here. We had to go through a process of time. And so nevertheless, we endured. And thank God when I got my car back fixed again, oh, Jesus, I was too happy. My Lord, I was too grateful. Just for the fact of the matter, you know, having the freedom of having your own. There's a privilege in being able to have your own thing, you know, have your own car, vehicle, whatever the case may be. But when you're able to come out of that season of going through, you have to endure, you know, without losing your mind. I mean, just sometimes when you deal with other people who have to wait on their time, move the way they want, it's a task. And sometimes it can be very overbearing because you have to, there's some people may not have a good day, but guess what? You have to deal with them, and then they're not so good day. Sometimes they aggravate because you're with them. They feel, you know, they sometimes they're with you, they let you be there, but they want to be by themselves. And you know, you got to bear it. And it wasn't easy. But the thank the Lord for him helping me to endure that process. So when I was able to get my own again, I really appreciated that. Man, my God. So we have to endure some things sometimes. And the power to endure that thing until we become whatever it is, whatever that destination is or wherever it should be. You know, we have to understand as born-again believers, we have been made to endure some stuff. And see, in the, when we see the word, like you said last week, in the waiting is the blessing. So in the process of the waiting, as we're going through, as we're waiting to become, you know, as we're going through it, this is where the blessing is going to come in because we have to be able to endure, hallelujah, until we become. See, the blessing is in the becoming. See, the blessing is in the becoming. As we become, as we go through the process of, as we endure, as we in the going through the enduring, the blessing will come forth. You know, we're going to have the full manifestation of what we've been expecting or hoping for, or praying for, or waiting for. Amen. So that's why we have to hold on and not give up. So you know, when the trials and the tribulations get real heavy and get real testy, that's why we have to hold on in spite of how it looks and how it feels. Amen. So glory to God. He goes on further to say, so he's, verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier, which of a war is of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. See, we have to understand, we can't allow ourselves to be entangled with things that's going to be in opposition to what we're doing. If you doing something that's going to require faith, then you have no need to be entangling yourself with people who's talking a bunch of doubts. That's talking the opposite of what you need. That's trying to do the opposite. If you're trying to be good, why are you dealing with people who's trying to do bad? That makes no sense. So we have to be careful of who we associate with, or how we, you know, and how we do or what we do in that time of what we're going through as well. Glory to God. So as we continue to endure, we just got to know that the Lord is helping us. He's helping us to endure it. He's helping us to process. And because we also learn a lot in that time as well. We learn a lot about ourselves, and we learn a lot about people. We learn a lot about God. We learn a lot about life because we see some things in life that we never seen before while we endure. We learn some things about God that we never learned before while we endure. When we're going through the process of enduring, we understand that we see the patience of God in operation in our life. Some things that we never thought we'd be patient enough to endure, we see it. Because here it is, when you had a chance to lose your mind, you held on. When you had a chance to say what was on your mind and blast out, but you didn't. You know, you find that greater element of peace, that greater element of patience, of love, endurance. All these things happen while you endure. That's why it's a good thing for us to go through some things to learn endurance. Also to use every opportunity as a learning experience. There's some things you may face going through right now, but the fact of the matter is, as you're going through it right now, God is helping you to endure while you wait, while you go through. He's teaching you how to change you. He's teaching you by changing you, actually, because he's causing you to be able to rely on, and this is what happened, he's causing you to rely on the fruit of the Spirit, to really begin to be more active in your life, to put a demand on those, you know, that process. Because let's say, for instance, love. You may have think you had a problem with your love, or you may think, I'll say this, your patience. Your patience can be short with a lot of people, but because of what you have to endure, you learn that patience truly is a virtue, and you allowing patience to have its perfect work. My God. So as we allow patience to begin to work on us, we begin to see some greater results. Oh, man. Let's go to James chapter 1 real quick. Amen. New part of the patience. Amen. Because patience is truly is needed while we're going through. And it is definitely necessary for where we got to go. James chapter 1. Verse 3. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, let me go back a little bit. Let's go to verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith worketh patience. So as your faith is being tried, it's also working your patience. How much you trust in God, and while you trust God, helping you to endure. See, endurance is going to be there. He said, but let patience have a perfect work. So patience is working on you as you're being tried and you're testing, you're waiting, as you're waiting on God, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You may be complete. You should be mature. You should grow. See, while you're being tested, he's gonna cause you to begin to grow in your endurance of patience. It's causing you to endure. It's causing you to last longer than even what you thought you could last. There's some things that happen in our life that we didn't even think we would make it that long. So, amen. If you anyone need to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. Amen. So as he's causing you to endure, and you understand that, you know, he's causing you to make you complete, and he's calling you to mature. He's calling you to mature and grow and wanting nothing. You think of a person who's been a seasoned saint who's been walking with the Lord for 20 years. That's why you can be able to tell the different graces with some people. You know, some people would be like, well, I mean, as I talk to some older saints, I'll be like, well, how in the world are you endure this? That's patience. You know, they've been groomed through time, endurance, to stand. You know, some younger person in the faith, it probably will consume them. Look, it probably lights out for them. But because they've learned to endure something, that's why it's good to take time to pass the test as you go through the course. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to take time to pass the test as you go through the course. The other day I had a money test. It was in the store, and a young lady who had two kids was in front of me, and she purchased something. And, you know, I'll say hello to them, say hello to the kids. And then anyway, they went ahead. While I was being served, it was going out. So they walked out, and I walked out. So I walked out after them, you know, they were ahead to their car. And I walked out, and I saw a $10 bill face down on the ground. And so because I saw the money, on the ground, I picked it up, and I was thinking, okay, well, praise God, it's supposed to be a blessing, but I didn't have, usually I know when I usually come across money like that, I could tell kind of quickly, I could be able to say if this is a blessing or still something that's going on, somebody dropped it, whatever. But anyway, so yeah, I picked up the money, and I was like, you know, I wasn't so quick to rejoice, but I was kind of getting ready to, but I just kind of held my peace. So I got to the car, and I saw the young lady, she was putting the kids in the car. And then all of a sudden, but my eye was fixed on her because I was looking like, I wonder if this is hers. And I wasn't sure which door she went out of. But anyway, so as I saw her, I was getting in the car, I was backing up a little bit. So I put the car in reverse, started backing up. And I saw her, she was looking at me, she was looking for something. I wound up in and I said, what are you looking for? And she said, I think she was $10. I said, okay, all right. I said, well, God bless you. I give it back to her. So, you know, I look at it as, you know, even though I could have, I didn't have to do that, but I realize this too because I know I have a wife who got kids, and I know how it can be sometimes. And if something that happened to her, I would love for someone to be as honest as that, to give that back to her. Also, too, I will, even for myself, if I drop something, Lord, I was afraid of someone to be gracious enough to bless me back, you know, with that what I thought I lost. See, you never know what you're sowing seed for. You never know the seed you sow today, how it's going to affect you tomorrow. So while you're going through your time of testing, it's good to make sure you test real good. So I look at it, okay, well, praise God. So I went ahead and did that, being a blessing. And after a few days later, some blessings happened, came to my life that I didn't expect to come, but God showed up. Why? Because, see, when you pass the test, God now can bless you. He can reward you. That's why it's good to make sure we sow good, that we won't reap evil. Amen. If you want good to come out of life, well, continue to sow good. When there's opportunity to sow good, even as you endure your process, continue to do good. Don't fight evil with evil. That's never going to come out to be good. So even in the midst of all that, even the trial and testing, even though I couldn't tell what was going on that time, or things begin to happen or whatever, but I made sure I kind of held my heart to be a blessing, because I didn't want to call a blessing so quick. And someone else was lost. If the situation was a little different, that probably wouldn't have bothered me. But then at the same time, the Lord quickened my spirit to just wait. Don't put it in your pocket yet. Just hold on. And so, but nevertheless, it was a blessing back to her. So now, as we sow seed, as we learn to endure through some certain different things, now He's showing me. So even through that, He taught me some things. I'm learning while I'm enduring it, while I'm doing my waiting, as I'm waiting on the Lord to do some things in my life. I'm enduring, but while I'm enduring, I'm waiting, I'm listening, following the instructions of the Lord. So He's teaching me some things while I'm in waiting. So as you're in your waiting, as you're enduring, remember to keep learning. You know, that's how Paul was able to say, as you see me do, teach others the same, the faithful men. And that's, let me talk back on the faithful men part. See, everyone is not quick to learn. Everyone don't want to learn. But the ones who are hungry, that want to learn, teach them. You can tell who want to learn in the classroom because who pays attention, who comes equipped to learn, who comes through and sits and be attentive. You can't say you want to learn, turn around talking to people all day long and missing the assignment, missing the instruction. Then you want the teacher to help you do the simple test or just a regular assignment because you don't even pay attention the whole period. See, that's not showing that you want to learn. As you prepare yourself to learn, God will meet you right there and He will teach you. Glory to God. Okay, let's move on a little further. You're almost finished. Amen. So as we see here, now let's go back to 2 Timothy 2. All right, so we understand patience right there. Well, you know, let me go back to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and 10 and, yeah, 10 and 30. Let's see. Okay, verse 35. Cast out therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Cast out therefore away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, you have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, after you've done what you're supposed to, you know what to do? You pray, now you have to endure. Now you have to wait. You prayed, did you do what's supposed to be right? You did what you're supposed to do. But now you have to endure. You have to wait until the promise comes forth, until the manifestation of that which you've been seeking God for. So, amen. Just want to show you that there real quick. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going back to verse 4. No man that warns and singles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a warrior, a soldier, warrior. Amen. So, you know, we want to please the Father. This is the one who brought us in. This one who saved and set us free. This is the one we have to really have a desire to please the Father. We want to be pleasing to the Father in what we've been able to do and who we're becoming. It's because He is the one that has the final say. He's the one that brings you into that place. See, one thing about God is He's not going to move you along if you're not ready. If you're not ready, he's not believing in moving right along. He wants you to endure. He wants you to understand that you have to endure. You have to overcome some things. So you can't just expect God just to move you along and you not pass the test. That's why it's very important for us to understand we must pass the test in order for us to move. Amen. So once again, the numbers, the call in is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box for any questions or any comments at this time. Amen. So as we go along a little further, and we're about to finish this one, he says, if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. In other words, if you strive to even if I was in athletics, whatever the case may be, if you are not competing and keeping the rules, you'll be disqualified. You cannot expect to win if you don't keep the rules. So even enduring, you can't cheat and expect to win. You may look like you're doing it, you believe in God, but then at the same time, okay, you look like you believe in God, carry your whole your Bible up and you're reading, but then you're not, then expect your faith to produce in the end. How can you expect your faith to do something that you didn't put your time in to do? Amen. So as we learn to endure the challenges and the challenges in life, we will understand that when we endure, we have to depend on the Word of God. We have to read the Word to help us endure. Endurance is going to come through the Word as we continue to read the Word, meditate on the Word day and night. I mean, you may have to find yourself just resting on the Word, and that may be all you have. Nothing else may be working but the Word in your life. See, you have to, even if your situation don't change, you will change. God will change you, maybe before he changes the situation. See, when you change, okay, the effects of the problem is not effective because you changed. See, if he helped you to a door where you lose your temper and start throwing stuff across the room, now he's changing you to where, well, you learn how to endure. And so now you're not throwing things across the room, and now God said, now the situation can change because you have changed. And you come out learning so much more by cooperating with God than fighting against God. Your arms are too short to fight with God. Let's not fight with God. Glory to God. So as we talk about the power to endure until we become, so we talk about, you know, you have to be able to endure the process, wait the thing out, work with God, stick with God until you get to that end, get to the expected end, or until you become who he's trying to make you to be. See, once again, because you change, you're becoming who God wants you to be in him. You see yourself years later, you know, you see a picture, God will show you a glimpse of yourself, like a person who's graceful, was patient, and you'd be like, how that going to happen? You didn't think all you got a day. You're like, I don't see how I'm going to get there, but keep living. Keep going through. As you see how God is breaking you down, causing you to stand through the process, and after a while, you see how you're going to get to that place. You see how much more patient you are now than you was a few months back. You see how much wiser you are now than a few months back. See, God, that's why time was never meant for God, but time was meant for us. As God has given us time, time is allowing us to process and grow. Time is allowing us to process and even endure time. See, the gift of time is working on our behalf. So we bless the Lord for that. Amen. May God continue to bless you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for your word, and we thank you for just helping each and every one, Lord God, as we endure. Lord God, to give us the power, thank you for the power to endure as we become. We thank you, Lord God, as we're becoming who you've called us to be, that we're going to have the results that you would have us to say in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we will be patient in our walk, and we walk with you in Jesus' name. So we thank you right now, Lord, as you cause us to triumph. We thank you for change happening right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for leading us in all truth. Lead us in your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So once again, and be encouraged and know that the Lord is working with you. Right now, as we open the floor, if there's anyone right now who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, would you repeat after me, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need you, Lord. I can't do it without you. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for me. And he was raised from the dead for me. And I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life in the name of Jesus. and I surrender all to you. Thank you, Lord, for being my light and my help. I receive now salvation, and I am now saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let me do it for you too, because you're a sinner, but amen. But once again, you're saved. So, and also to open the floor, if there's anyone who's going astray, you need to come back to God. Come on back home. Father, forgive me. I went astray. I surrendered. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways, from my way of decision. I thought I was going right. But Lord, I surrender now. Thank you, for I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to correct my ways. Thank you for helping me to go forth and do what you've called me to do. I give you my life, and as I receive yours, thank you for bringing me back in right fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. God, kingdom blessings. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen. Bye-bye.
My soul from all He's alive.